Good afternoon, everybody. Today is still Tuesday, February 26, 2019. It's 2:00. We're at the Legal Counsel Update in the Board of County Commissioner Conference Room. The first item on our agenda is a draft ordinance regarding unlawful transfer on a highway, road, or street.
So you'll have to forgive me, Commissioners. This document is printed out. Pat is on the phone right now. She's stuck on the phone. Can we move on?
Here she comes.
We can. Well, and so the next item is
county. She breezes through the door.
Pretty good.
Perfect.
Smelly. If you need more time, is there other people joining us?
Wally will be here in about 10 minutes.
Okay. We could do additional item subjects from Commissioners first, if that would be helpful, unless you want us to go right through the ordinance.
We can go through the ordinance real quick. So this is an ordinance that the commissioners asked about last week. Originally, this was a unlawful transfers ordinance only for North Valley Merlin unincorporated areas. At the board's request, we've changed this to be a county-wide ordinance. It prevents unlawful transfers between vehicles and pedestrians while making exemptions for pedestrian activity, such as parades, and exemptions for vehicles if they're legally parked outside of a traffic lane. So this is just for your consideration, it's a first draft. This is largely reminiscent of what we see in other jurisdictions, other cities.
Okay. I asked today, and they're probably going to send it away. I may already have it on my computer, but the city has one of these. It's fairly, I don't know if it might be the one that you guys looked at.
Because
that's what it was in the city, and you can't transfer
anything of value
to a moving vehicle.
That's correct. Or to a pedestrian.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it's reminiscent.
Reminiscent
of the city's ordinance, okay. Medford's ordinance.
Which others was the city was kind of modeled off of that one as well. Yeah. Because we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
So we're just going. This only applies to the unincorporated areas.
No, this applies to the entirety of Josephine County.
Okay,
wait,
chapter
the
does not apply.
Not the city.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Sorry. I am so sorry. Yes. It applies to Josephine County, but not the city of Grants Pass.
Or Cape Junction.
Okay.
Yeah, on the bottom of the first page.
Is that where it is?
I saw it once. B is one.
There. Yeah.
So that's why I was asking if it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and so we'd end up making some signs and putting them up in some choice locations eventually
my understanding.
Well, I asked ODOT at one time, I says, could you put the signs up? And he says, we will do that if, like at 61,
right,
as long as there's a county ordinance.
Right.
So that's where I think that's what kind of sparked this.
I see.
I don't know whether ODOT will do that or not, but I think if we've got a county ordinance, the signs should be made up, and then we'll be putting them other places also in the county, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Good.
Who's it enforceable by?
It would probably have to be enforceable by the sheriff's office.
Yeah,
do they enforce county codes?
Under our ordinance, it says violators may be cited into circuit court by any police officer in the state of Oregon.
Okay, thank you.
I think that when I talked to ODOT about it, they said that, or maybe I talked to the sheriff, they said that if it's at, like, say, at exit 61, that is ODOT's right of way, and they could cite, and sheriff can do it.
Or state police could.
Yeah, that's what I mean, OSP can do it.
I think that's why we left it as any
police
officer.
All right.
So this may not fix the issue at 61.
Why not?
If a car simply pulls off out of the traffic lane, they can.
And they probably can. But I mean, if you pull off, you're over here by Walmart, and you pull off into Walmart's parking lot, you can make all the transfers you want.
Yeah.
You're not in the right of way. Should we put in the right of way?
Or can we?
Can we put in the right-of-way?
We have an exception that says if it's parked outside of the traffic lane, then they don't it's not subject to this.
I mean, that would...
Which we probably won't include on the sign.
Outside of the traffic lane.
Right?
So if they pull off the side of the road out of the traffic lane, they can still pass.
They could pass.
Yes.
Okay. But I think what the one in question or an example in question was out there at 61 where Monument Drive cuts in to the highway there.
Yeah.
There's a guy that stands on that center aisle.
Little triangle, yeah.
And he's been there forever because we don't have anything like that. And I know I've sat behind somebody when they're doing their dollar or 50 cent transfer in the light, and then that guy gets the yellow light and I gotta wait again.
That whole pedestrian activity thing. Did you take a look at that?
Mm-hmm. I didn't look at those laws yet.
So, yeah, the pedestrian activity would...
With all this, all these OARs.
Is the OARs, the rules.
What is it really? Is it for kind of like...
It'd be for like...
When the firefighters are out there with their boots. Well, no, they're out there, in the traffic lane.
It would be for...
You know what I mean?
Though they don't do that in the county. Mm-hmm. They only do that
in the
city.
They do that in the city.
Right, but I don't know if it's meant to be for that type of thing.
Parades.
Or parades.
Gatherings. Outdoor gatherings.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Okay.
Is there, reading through it, it seems pretty straightforward. We've been mulling this over for a while. Would we want to move forward for a hearing? Is that the next step, correct?
First reading.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, unless there's something glaringly missing, if we get to go through it a little more.
Well, we can always amend or do a second first reading if we had to change it so significantly.
It'd probably just be a tweak if there was a change.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Move it.
Thank you.
Not land use.
This is a good answer to
not land use.
A lot of people's concerns. Especially Monument Drive.
Do you want the first reading next week? Is that what you want?
Sure, while I'm gone, that's a great time to do it.
We'll find a good time. We'll set it for
Whenever it's ready. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Good job.
Not next week?
No, next week's fine.
Okay.
Well,
I mean, it's ready.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah. It's on the table. Doesn't have to.
If you guys choose a better time, I'm okay with that. I will not be participating in the meeting because I'll be in D.C.
Would you like to participate in the meeting?
I think this is one, if we wait another week, it's not going to be any harm. And I think it's important that all three of us be there and vote on it.
Okay. So
across the board.
That would
make it a
point. Night meeting on the 13th, right?
Yeah, and that would maybe be good because 2 weeks after next week, I would be gone at the Oregon Emergency Preparedness Workshop as well. So if we actually did it on the 13th and the 27th, I could be at both of those.
Let's do the 13th. Okay. That's 2 weeks from now, which would be in good shape. Okay. I would rather, like I say, I'd rather see all three of us on board with that.
I agree.
No.
Okay.
It's an ordinance, and I think it's important for ordinances to be done in its entirety.
Okay. Awesome. So next item, two, is a 2016 county tax foreclosure deed. And this is on page 2 of our packet. This is Josephine County political subdivision versus Danny and Marsha Boyd in the Hillius Revocable Trust. And
Helene actually thought of putting this on just to let you know these are the properties that were just deeded to the county through the foreclosure process.
So I should probably read all the names so that it's not just some of them. So Marsha, or
it's the properties that are more.
Should I not read those at all?
Yes, some of the names in the caption, I think, redeemed.
No.
They did not redeem.
No, that's the deed.
This is the deed. Okay. Well, it wouldn't hurt.
All right. So just for the sake of, it's Danny L. Boyd and Marsha L. Boyd twice. Hillius Revocable Trust and Hillius William and Ann. Trustees of William and Ann Hillius Revocable Trust. Vesting Financial Planning LLC. William II Hillius and Gary and Mary Etta Smith. Andy and Jill Galusha, Michael Taylor, Christine Burley, Avery Temple.
So these individual lot owners in this plot, or what is that?
So these are folks that we just foreclosed upon and received deed.
The reason they're in there twice is that they, we have to, it's a complaint against the properties. And so if they have more than one...
they're not all grouped into one.
Parties?
They may have more than one property.
They have more than one property, okay.
Well, it could be the same property with just a different tax number. Yeah. And so they have to have each code in there. Like the first one, that's one piece of property, but it's listed in two different account numbers.
Okay.
Through the tax office.
Okay.
That makes sense. So there's really only, and then that hill just one, there's all those persons are all have an interest in that property.
Do we have, I know that, so just for your sake, Darren, I'm new to the role of being liaison for property management, so we're kind of learning, and Helene and Pat and I were talking the other day about just kind of what that process works like, and we wanted to be intentional and make sure the process is kind of defined, that we come up with a consistent, this is how we deal with these, or whether going to auction, whether in just all of it, that there's a procedure in place that is consistently followed for the sake of...
Sounds really good.
Of all of that. And so this is, I think, my first one dealing on this side. So we don't know the procedure or process yet, so it's new to me. And as do we have a time frame? I know that there are some that have been brought back to us saying the property owners, after this happened, had a chance to come back and say, wait, we want the property back. They have to pay the back taxes. They have to pay the deed transfer costs and stuff like that. And we've done that on a case-by-case basis. But what also is new to us in the last couple of years is sending things to auction consistently. And is there a policy or procedure, or have we established kind of guidelines of how long do we hang on to something before we go to auction versus, you know, because we were trying to clear off inventory of that kind of. So what's the evaluation process like in the circumstance of what would be done next?
Do you want to answer, or do you want me to answer?
I want you to answer, because this is the first time I've been through the whole thing. I was just given a list last time.
And we
time.
Do it different every time, so I'll just say first.
Are these people, are these people behind more than 5 years on their taxes? Is that why they're here?
Oh, yeah.
Past that.
Okay. So yep. I know
this
you can...
This is the end for them. This is... However, if somebody did, you know, the board could still sell back to the record owner if they requested it, and everybody agreed, and... different things fell into place. So even though
didn't we do that with the property on Camp Joy? They came in and wanted to clear it up, and we said no.
Yeah, you don't have to say yes.
We don't have to say yes.
Yeah, there is a process where they can request it.
I think they did that on Camp Joy, Commissioner.
Well, what we've done is taken them on a case by case basis.
Right.
And
so you're telling us that every case is different.
Yeah.
Has its own set of nuances. Okay, that's
yeah. But this is the end of the process for what started out in 2016 with a very long list.
Right.
And so these are all at the very end, these are the folks that still didn't pay. So they've already gone through the redemption period. They've already had the 2 years. We've had our judgment for 2 years.
Okay.
So I think what we had talked about before was starting a process where every year that we have you know, a new set of properties that are deeded to the county. I think we actually started last year, but last year we had one piece, but I recall, just one piece. So the next step would be to decide what we're going to do with them.
If they're
going to go to the auction, they would first have to be designated as parks or parks slash forestry. And then...
That's the option that the board has traditionally pursued.
Exactly.
It's not required, but that's traditionally what's incurred.
But I think where that's a whole separate process than going to the auction.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that our thought, and I think the board at the time had said, it would be a good idea as soon as we get them to go ahead and designate.
Correct.
That way, they're just sitting there no matter what we do with them.
Keep the options open.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not at the last minute having to designate as well, because it takes a little bit longer to do that.
Have you been through that process with us?
No. I mean, I don't think so.
Well, and I didn't know if on the city, so every once in a while you may have had something that was a property within the city limits that we had a request for you guys to allow us to designate it as a park.
Okay.
Basically, anything foreclosed right now, if we just sell it as is today, say we auction it tomorrow, the proceeds would be distributed equally between the, not equally, proportionally between the taxing districts.
Oh.
So that means we get about 8 cents per dollar and not
and that would be less. Yeah. Like a lot less.
Or we could designate either to parks or forestry, and I think it's a 20-acre.
The current
was designating parks / forestry. So
okay.
Under the statute.
Okay, so we designate.
Then you can decide which one gets it.
And generally it was based on acreage that we divide between parks or forestry in that designation.
And consult of the forestry department.
And consult of if it's a value to them. Or if they, you know, if that's something that they could use or something like that. So, I mean, there should almost be a process of, is this, we never foreclose for the sake of us needing land. That's not the point. It's, we're always trying to make sure these stay in tax rolls. But if it's designated parks or forestry, then when sold, those proceeds can go towards that fund for parks and forestry and not go between the taxing districts.
Got it.
There's
Thank
a
you
certain
for that.
Percentage that goes to fund property management.
But and property
at the
management.
Board's discretion, but yeah, that's traditional.
Right now it's set up that way.
Okay.
The operations of property management.
There's quite a few properties.
Yeah, there's a portion that goes back towards the cost there, yeah. I think that for me would be the first thing is going through that designation process and verifying with forestry and you guys, and then we go through that. That's what I would recommend. Do you guys have any other thoughts?
No, the traditional route.
Yeah, stick with tradition.
And one of the properties on here we would probably be bringing back to you and talking about in executive session. That's the last one. There's
River Street.
Yeah, that's the one in Cape Junction.
Yes.
Remember that one?
Is that in the city limits?
It is.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
And so the city's shown an interest. And that could be pulled out and could be
handled differently.
Handled differently.
And we'll certainly
could the city
well, then we invite you to bring it back to us so we can make that decision.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Okay.
Can the city of Cape Junction offer to pay all the back stuff and buy it?
The discussion has gone past that point, I think.
It has. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wonder if they, you know, if they showed an interest in it, said, we'll buy it because it's inside their city limits.
So I just wonder how much of that should be waited for executive session.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
We'll bring it back. I just wanted to say that was in there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll make a note of that.
Inquiries could come in, so that's the next step in the process there if they do. We can discuss an executive session.
We had one on the radio this morning asking us if we had decided anything on the Hugo Hills property, and that was the response I gave on the radio that we won't discuss publicly outside of the executive session. So.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. You're not asking for a decision or just kind of consensus to go the traditional route?
Yeah, I think we just wanted to make you aware of this is the current property that was deeded to the county.
If you ever get a report, one thing that my first dealing with the county doing foreclosures for lack of tax payment was when I was a PO. Right. And I got a call from Eve trying to track down somebody, people to see if we had any additional contact information over in our office. I mean, the level that she goes to try to make things right for the property owners is
right. We're not sneaking around and grabbing them.
Eve and I went to. There was one more property owner that was on the list, and Eve and I went and knocked on the door one morning and talked to the guy, and she said, "I'll see if I can hold legal off on filing," And she held legal off longer than she even told them that she would, so that they had an opportunity to make it
they
right.
They gave them more than ample opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And okay. She told the guy, she said, hey, the phone number that I've had that I've called you on before is disconnected. I mean, so it was not the first conversation she'd had with this guy.
Well, that's a great policy. I'm glad you guys are doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not the big bad wolf.
No. We're here to help. We're from the government.
We'd rather not have it.
Well, and what I learned is that Eve does her due diligence. She goes above
absolutely.
And beyond. And and to get to this point, everything was attempted. Item number three is additional subjects and matters from commissioners. If you would be willing to endure us a little bit. Well, we found out this morning on the radio that Darren's going to be gone Thursday. And so I was going to ask on a couple of our Thursday agenda items of what we still go forward with and what we hold off. And I was recommending that we hold off on the KJO radio station rotations with department heads meeting until we can all three weigh in on that.
I'm okay with that because I think all three of us need to be at that.
The Housing Development Council. Roy Lindsay had put in for a position on the Josephine County Housing Development for a position that was a city representative. And somebody in a previous commission had said, no, that's a conflict of interest for city council to be on a county thing. But the position is actually a Grants Pass city representative. The Housing Council.
Not just a resident.
Correct. Right. They came back and said, he comes to all the meetings. We really would like him to be there. So I looked at the bylaws, didn't see anything that said it couldn't. Matter of fact, it's
that because he's a city resident, does that scratch him off at being a county resident?
No, but the criteria asks.
But just making sure it was meeting the criteria. Is it a resident that they're looking for? But it was an actual city of Grants Pass representative.
Okay.
So I recommended that resolution come to us Thursday. So I didn't know if that's one you...
No, I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. The Zonta event is on March 9th.
I'd like to go.
Okay. I don't have to. We can see what their expectation is of how many of us.
Isn't that the same day as the Lincoln?
Yes, and the same day as the Ivy Fire awards banquet. And the same day as that Tinkerbell one. And there may be another one.
What time's the Lincoln Day?
5:30.
Oh.
5:30, it's evening.
Okay. This one says brunch. So.
This is 11 a.m.
Okay, well, I'll go to the Lincoln Day. But I'm in Roseburg that weekend, but I will come back for the Lincoln Day thing because I told Tyler Fleming.
So the transit one and the community development, do we go forward with those or do we wait on those?
No, I think we're comfortable going forward with those. I talked with Mark and... I'm up to speed and I like where he's headed, so it's just showing you guys.
Can you give your feedback to John on the Ann-Basker equipment proposal as well?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we need to move those.
Thursday.
Okay. So the only thing we'll be moving then is the KJO one and we'll move forward with everything else.
Sounds good. I agree.
Okay. And then separately, do you have any items that need to come before legal?
No, I don't.
I have one. But I want to give you, Darren, do you
know? I don't, no.
Okay, so I had a citizen come to me today asking about a recreational use ordinance.
Yep.
And she had a statute that she provided me that they were asking, and it references the county doing an ordinance or a resolution. I don't know necessarily that this will solve the problem that they are looking to solve, but I don't see that there's any harm in us doing the ordinance. I don't know if you have more information on what the ordinances are related to this, but I would just ask that process get started.
Sure.
I told her she did not need to meet with the other commissioners to get permission to get an ordinance crafted that we can come back and weigh in on the ordinance.
Just regarding, I was reading when you were started talking.
Oregon Recreational Use Statute, known as the Oregon Public Use of Lands Act, there is a immunity from liability for injury or property damage arising from use of trail or structures in public easement or right-of-way, and there's a provision of it that the county can opt in to that protection by an ordinance. Is that a fair summary? It says or resolution, correct. So I don't...
I sent her over to the board.
Okay.
See if this is something that's interesting. There is, so...
We'll pull it out again.
Yeah, we have files on this.
I don't know the background on it. I mean, just on face value, it's like, okay, what are we looking at? I don't know. Yeah. So I would ask that we have those conversations with you guys and give us the background and such. So.
All right.
Okay, we'll do that.
Do you want the back, this? It was the map of the trail and the ORS.
Yeah,
I'll give it to Pat.
Yeah, we'll put in our file.
All right. Are there any other items that should come before the legal? Okay, then we're going to move towards executive session. It is 2:25 p.m. and Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda items. 4A is a request for qualifications for the master plan at the fairgrounds. It says Mater plan, but this isn't Cars the movie, so I'm going to say it's the master plan.
Mater.
Under ORS 192-660F. Uh, 4B is report and recommendation regarding the proposal for sale of county real property, ORS 192-6602E. And 4C is a report and recommendation regarding offer to purchase county real property, ORS 192-6602E. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the public or the audience will be asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we'll return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. Recorder will now be turned off at 2:26 p.m. So we are back in general session. It's 3:29 p.m. As a summary, we are asking legal to get scheduled a notice of award for the RFQ for the fairgrounds to be March 13th will be the award date based on the preferences expressed by the board. Item 4B, report and recommendation for county real property. We're going to be moving forward. And item 4C, also moving forward on that one with staff bringing it back at the next step.
Yep.
So no action to take today other than we're moving forward on those items. All right.
We'll need to bring them both back.
Yeah. Yeah. So item 5 is additional subject matter from commissioners. Anything pop up?
Nope.
While we're in there? Okay.
Not for me. Thank you.
Commissioner Fowler, anything else matters from commissioners? All right. So with that, we will be adjourned at 3:30.
Thank you.